now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one there from Subtle Turnips. Oh, and about their fifth record or so, Red Hair With Some, just released on Homeless. That's an Australian-based label. Tubbies was the name of that track. Got 90 minutes of new music for you. Starting off a little, some burners like that. And then we're going to mellow out and hit some lighter terrain, we'll call it. We got some new stuff from Six Organs of Admittance and his new LP on Drag City. Brand new one from Wand, their second LP in less than a year. And a great new record from a new band called I.I., Philadelphia Project, with the Brothers Gibbons. Probably most best known for being in Bardo Pond. And the drummer Ben Leaphart from Purling Hiss and Watery Love. And new stuff from Eternal Tapestry, Moon Duo, and a lot more. Going to keep up the pace of that last track there with a track from Women's Prison. And they have a new LP called Head in a Vice, released on Drugged Conscience. That's a band based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Don't really hear a lot of great punk music too much myself from that state. But every time Women's Prisons puts out a release, try to get it on the show here. This track here is called Totem Reality. You're listening to Women's Prison on the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Six organs of admittance there, making a mess with Sphere Path Code C from his recent LP Hexatic, just released on Drag City. Probably his one of his noisiest records to date, if not of all time. Musk there, I think from Oakland, California. With an album, self-titled one, released on Holy Mountain. I just got hip to it a few weeks back, thanks to a friend of mine. And that actually came out back in like October or November. I had to jam it into the show. Black Ice was the name of that track. And Women's Prison with Totem Reality from their LP, Head in a Vice, released initially as a cassette and then later in the year. Via Drugged Conscience, released on vinyl. I got a new one here from long-running and prolific outfit Hey Colossus, who have at least 8 albums, 3 split 7 inches, 2 split 12 inches, 10 inches, and at least an EP or two of their own. They have a new album on Rocket Recordings called In Black and Gold. They're based out of and across the United Kingdom. And this track we're going to hear this morning is Sisters and Brothers. This is Hey Colossus on the Pop Drones show.
Thank you.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there, the fairly new band Wand, who actually have their second record in probably about less than a year. New one's called Golem. They've moved on from Ty Segall's imprint, God, and onto In the Red Records. And that track was called Planet Golem, album recorded by the infamous Chris Woodhouse. Hey Colossus before that, with Sisters and Brothers from their eighth album or so, called In Black and Gold, released on Rocket Recordings. I got a track here now from a very new band called I, that's A-Y-E. They have a self-titled record released on Philadelphia's Richie Records, and they're a Philadelphia band as well, featuring the Brothers Gibbons from Bardo Pond. And the drummer is Ben Leapart, who's played with Purling Hiss and Watery Love. I've played a lot of those bands on the show in the past. And harmonica player Dan Belcher. And excellent, kind of a slow burning psych record. Definitely in the vein of Bardo Pond, at least their quieter moments. Highly recommend checking that out. So we're going to do that right now. I with the track Remains, on the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Back with the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there, Moon Duo, with yet another album, Shadow of the Sun, released on Sacred Bones. The name of that track was Ice. And that lengthy psych groover there, Eternal Tapestry, their 10th, 20th album, something like that. Wild Strawberries, that was the name of that track. That's a double LP just released on Thrill Jockey Records. And I starting off that set with Remains from their self-titled LP released on Richie Records. And that band features the two brothers Gibbons from Bardo Pond. Got one last track here for you to end the show off. It's a lengthy one, actually, the complete side of a record. I played a little excerpt of the B-side last week. The group is a duo, and they're called Russell Street Bombings, and featuring Al Montfort of Total Control and East Link and Lower Plenty, I think he's in, and just a dozen other Australian bands. And also featuring Zephyr Pavey, who is in a lot of those bands as well. A great new record just released on Smart Guy, self-titled release. So we're going to hear all of Side A. It's about 15 minutes. That's how we're going to end the show off. Got the Terry Project coming up in about 20 minutes. And they'll see you on the other side. Thanks for tuning in this week, folks. And we will be off the air next week, but back the week after with 90 minutes of new music for you. So Russell Street Bombings on the Pop Drones show. Thanks for listening.
This is Cited, the only podcast with a bibliography. I'm Gordon Caddick.
And my name is Sam Fan. Cited is about how the ideas of the ivory tower shape our world, sometimes in troubling ways.
So I'm in Victoria at the C51 protest, and there are thousands of people here. Some partisan, some non-partisan, people of all ages. It's a huge turnout. People are saying it's one of the biggest protests in Victoria this year. The protest right now is spanning about three city blocks. There's probably at least 3,000 people here.
That's longtime Cited researcher Rebecca Parker, and she's in Victoria on Saturday, March 14th, where thousands of people are protesting the proposed anti-terror legislation, Bill C-51. Bill C-51 calls for increased powers to Canada's security agencies, and is between its second and third reading right now.
Canadians protested in over 50 communities, and you're about to hear some short clips from some of those events. Thanks to Victoria Fenner of Rabble for covering the Toronto rally, Anouk Millett of CKUT was in Montreal, Jonathan Cornelinson and Julian Cooper of CKUW were in Winnipeg, where 400 people demonstrated in front of City Hall.
El Barki from the Manitoba Islamic Association to give him a very warm welcome.
You are the reason I came to Canada, and you live in a nice day here in Canada. I speak today, first and foremost, as a Canadian, someone who chose this country. My kids are here, and we're going to stay here and work with you to make this country even better. Because we have to stand up to the politics of fear. We have to stand up to this new McCarthyism. We have to stand up to the politics that divides us along communal ethnic lines. We are all Canada. We are all Canada.
Ça, c'est juste le début. À chaque étape, il faut dire haut et fort que nos libertés sont inaliénables et nous allons les défendre à chaque étape. Merci de votre courage, merci de votre présence aujourd'hui. Ça, c'est le début.
A month ago, the Globe and Mail called Bill C-51, quote, a political juggernaut. It was pulling at an almost unheard-of 82% approval rating. But these protests have caused a steep decline in popularity. Now only 38% of Canadians approve of Bill C-51, and this is in no small part due to the legal scholars all across the country speaking out against the bill.
Last month, more than 100 professors of law and related disciplines wrote an open letter to the members of Parliament voicing their concern. And listen to this. Bill C-51 is a dangerous...